A new advancing field of marketing which began in the US is product placement. This technique of psychological persuasion is one of the forms of advertising which most people don't notice. It involves the placing of companies' products in movies. Which car the film hero drives in the film, what his favourite drink is, what type of jeans he wears, what cigarette brand he smokes, and so on, are all determined by contracts between the film production company and manufacturers who wish to sell their product. The function of marketing agencies in product placement is that of an intermediary. Marketing agencies who specialise in product placement receive contracts from manufacturers to find suitable films for their products. They then act as go-betweens in deciding at which suitable points in a film a certain product brand should appear. This is a very subtle form of advertising, which works well in that the consumer does not even notice that a product has been recommended to him. Another major weapon in the armory of the marketer is TV advertisement. For major brand consumer goods and services, this is the area of promotion which receives the largest share of the promotional budget. TV is the largest of the mass media in the world today. Trends in developed countries show a shift away from the written word and a constant increase in the number of hours spent watching TV. What decisions does a marketer need to make in TV advertising? The most important decisions, of course, need to be made in deciding the content of the ad. Originally, TV ads were simply informational. It showed a product, how it could be used, and always had somebody recommending the product either directly on screen or as a voiceover. The next phase, during the 1970s and 80s, was the use of the image ad. Image ads made no reference to the product performance or quality. For example, the TV ad for the Mercury car in the US. It showed a pretty blonde woman driving off down a wet and smoky street in a white sports car. In the background, Rod Stewart sang, "Tonight's the Night." The television has become saturated with image and emotion-based ads, and the trend now is towards an emotion or feeling ad with information about the product. The advertiser does not only have to decide what type of ad to use, it is also important to decide on the ad positioning, that is, where it appears in the staging of ads. For example, it should not appear directly before or after an ad for a competing product. Also important is deciding during which program the ad appears. A happy program means happy people and therefore higher selling potential. For this reason, for instance, Coca-Cola avoids advertising during news programs. One Coke executive was quoted as saying, "There's going to be some bad news in there, and Coke is an upbeat, fun product." Television advertising shall be dealt with in more detail later on in this series.